Yes, good morning. This is Daniel King with the Daily Inspiration. I'd like to continue a bit with the theme of yesterday. I was talking about Hebrews 4, that is talking about there and how that God desires that we walk in that rest. And I'd like to say here that rest doesn't always include external peace. When the children of Israel were in the wilderness, externally it was much more restful than fighting the battles after they entered the land of Canaan. When they first entered into the land of Canaan, they experienced a lot of fighting and bloodshed. But the battles were won as long as they stayed in Christ. And that was pretty much a guarantee. Many of their battles, they did not even lose one person. And many of their battles were won without even physically fighting. And so the encouragement I have this morning is that we understand and recognize that some of the places that God is calling us to go to in order to rest are not going to be externally restful, but they're going to be an internal rest. And the other thing that I'd like to point out here is that in Hebrews it says that God wants us to cease from our own works as he ceased from his, and that how Christ is our rest. And that he is our Sabbath. And many times in today's world, we hear this push for Sabbath keeping, how that the Sabbath has been lost, and how that people are teaching and preaching that the Sabbath keeping needs to be resurrected again in order to be a true follower of Jesus Christ. And but yet the scripture says that Christ is our rest and Christ is our Sabbath. So let us be careful that we do not make the Sabbath our God, but rather let's let God be our Sabbath. In other words, let's enter into his rest. And that is simply defined as the picture we see of Mary and Martha there. I think what God was saying, or what Jesus was saying there to Martha, is that Mary has chosen the better part. In other words, Mary is choosing to walk in rest, while Martha was choosing the striving. And many a times we have to understand that Jesus was not necessarily coming down hard on Martha. He wasn't casting her out and saying, you're doing it all wrong. But basically he was encouraging her to take the next step to enter into that rest. In other words, Martha opened her home to Jesus Christ. She served him with the best she had, and that was a good thing. That we do not look at that as a bad thing. That was a good thing. But Jesus is continually encouraging us to come on to the next level with him. And in a sense, Jesus was moving the cloud that was guiding Martha, and he was moving it across the Jordan, and he was asking Martha to follow him across the Jordan into the land of Canaan, into the land of milk and honey. And what he was saying is, he was saying, sit at my feet and let me fight your battles for you. And I guess what I'm saying, it seemed that when the children of Israel first entered into the land of Canaan, there was a lot of fighting, a lot of striving. In other words, there was a lot of work to be done. But they had to go through that period in order to obtain that rest. And the rest came later. The true rest came later, after the enemies were all driven out and they had their homes and they had things established. In other words, they had their houses and their lands for their children. They had their crops and they had their cattle. And they could go about their lives in a peaceful manner. But in order to get that, they had to go through a time of battle. And I think many times that time is with God. In order for him to have his creation here, he had to go through those 6 days of creation in order to then come to rest. In other words, now he could sit back and he could say, this is good. This is very good. And he could rest on the Sabbath day. And I think that what God is calling us to, I'm not sure always how to balance all of this, but I think what God is calling us to is to enter into his rest. I think what he's calling us to is to take care of the things that need to be taken care of in our lives so that we can have rest. But the way to do that is to sit at his feet and allow him to fight those battles and allow him to be that cloud over us. In other words, that cloud is what leads us by day and the pillar of fire by night. And I believe the secret lies in sitting at the feet of Jesus and knowing his voice and allowing him to be our guide. In other words, as was as we talked about yesterday morning, is to listen to the Spirit that is within us, which is the Holy Spirit. In other words, Scripture says, there shall be a voice. You shall hear a voice behind you saying, this is the way, walk ye in it. In other words, as you come up to decisions in life, you will hear a voice. If the Spirit of God dwells within you, you will always hear a voice that will say, this is the way, and you'll know. And that is such a key part of Christianity, is that inner witness of the Holy Spirit guiding us. Sometimes it'll be through, you know, different ways, but in other words, if my encouragement this morning is, if it was important for the children of Israel to have a cloud, then it is also important for us to have a cloud to follow. And if it was important for the children of Israel to have a Moses, then it's also important for us to have a Moses, and that Moses is Jesus and his word. So sometimes it's helpful to translate these pictures into our everyday lives, and it gives us a picture for us to follow. So if you desire these things, and if we're not experiencing them, I have found the first place to start is to begin by asking God to work them in our lives. If the Holy Spirit is not residing in us, or if we know that we have been born again, but we feel like there's nothing happening, we feel an unrest, we feel like Christ has moved and we have not, the first place to start is to sit at his feet and to start asking him questions and to start trusting him for answers and listening for answers. So may the Lord bring us into that rest as we seek to serve him.